Some activists in Egypt credit a U.S. program with helping their revolution. The program is called the Middle East Partnership Initiative. It provides aid to a range of pro-democracy groups in the region. The initiative was started under President George W. Bush. It continues under President Obama. In recent years, the program has focused on younger activists, such as those who were involved in the Egyptian uprising. Stephen McInerney is executive director of the Project on Middle East Democracy in Washington. He says the amount of money going to pro-democracy groups in Egypt is dwarfed by the level of U.S. military aid to the country.
The U.S. has for a long time had a very strong relationship with the Egyptian government and particularly the Egyptian military, and they provided $1.3 billion in aid to the Egyptian military annually since the mid-80s. You know, proportionally, the support for democracy and governance is in the neighborhood of $30 million annually right now through a variety of different accounts in Egypt, which of course is quite small as compared to the support for the government in different ways. But nonetheless, I mean, I think it is played some role in helping kind of support and sustain some of the young organizations that have wanted to be sort of more politically active and had an impact on Egypt's politics.
Do you believe that that it helped lay the seeds for the protest movement that we just saw?
I wouldn't want to overstate. You know, the protest movement that we've seen is overwhelmingly indigenously Egyptian, and I think we would have definitely seen this protest movement emerge even without any U.S. support or without any U.S. involvement. Some of the actors that have been involved in this protest movement have probably been more effective and more organized and more connected and networked than they might have been without our support.
Well, you're saying that it was really a minimal amount of money compared to what the U.S. government gives the government of Egypt every year. But even so, I wonder why Hosni Mubarak let the money be given to these dissenters or potential dissenters at all.
He didn't really let, the money go through.
Did he know about it?
They did know about it, but they weren't given any notification of which groups received the money. And this was something done directly between the U.S. government and sort of independent actors, political actors in Egypt. And this was not something that was done in any way through the Egyptian government or with its consent or approval.
One of the people who, in fact, supported this permission to get the money to the monitors was Elizabeth Cheney, the daughter of Vice President Dick Cheney. This, as we said, started under the Bush administration. Why has President Obama continued with it?
Well, while the initiative was seen as not terribly effective off the bat in its first couple of years, I think by the time President Obama's administration came in 2009, the initiative had really sort of found its way and it was starting to really be more successful and had shown kind of an ability to do important work that was not done as effectively by other existing U.S. government agencies. For example, USAID, U.S. government agency that provides most support, most foreign assistance worldwide, always needs to maintain a healthy working relationship with the host government, and that made it more difficult for it to support independent actors that the host government may be unhappy with. This a new State Department initiative is a program that was able to operate sort of more directly in touch with independent actors without needing to also maintain a relationship with the host government.
By the way, has the U.S. given such aid to potential dissidents in countries in the region or in North Africa?
Dissidents might be a little bit of a sort of a strong word, but they've at least supported sort of independent civil society actors in most of the countries in the region.
To what end?
The U.S. sees that the future of the region is going to have to include progress and reform, or at the minimum is going to have to include change, and that if you have actors that are properly equipped to participate politically, to spur reform, then that change is more likely to be positive than if you have no development of civil society, no development of political parties, no development of human rights organizations, of democratic institutions, then that change is much more difficult and much more likely to be sort of unstable or violent change. And so it's important that the administration has recognized that there's going to have to be change in the region, and they've tried to help groups that can help that change take place in more constructive ways.
Okay. Thank you very much. Stephen McInerney heads the Project on Middle East Democracy in Washington, D.C. Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you very much.